Okay. Perikhes Mishnevov and Chumas, Nikuri te Einim Vanovim, Vikishuim, Vadluim, Vavatichan, Vamalafavonos. If you have fruits or vegetables that seem to be, to have marks, pecking marks, and it looks like some animal was pecking away at this, and you don't know whether it is a bird that was pecking away, and the bird doesn't have any poison, or it possibly was a nochash. We said before that in the area of Mashkim, there are only three Mashkim where there's a concern. That maybe the nochash will smell it and they'll want to drink it and spit in some poison. But as far as foods are concerned, they'll peck into any food. So the Mishnah says, if it looks like it was pecked into, afilo hen kiker, even if it's a gigantic big thing, you're still concerned. You're not, even if it looks that it's pecked into on one side, you're not allowed to eat from the other side. Echad gogol vechad cotton, whether it's a big apple or a small apple, echad tolish vechad mechuba, whether the apple is still attached to the tree, the apple is not attached to the tree, even though the peck marks are only on one side, you're not allowed to eat, even if you don't just cut off that part of the apple and say, well, I'm going to eat the other part, the poison didn't penetrate through and through. No, the Mishnah says, kol she'esh b'leicha aser. If it has moisture in it, then we have to be concerned, maybe the poison traveled through and through from one end to the other. And if shuchas hanochash, what if a, however, what if it's a dried out fruit or a dried out piece of food? So then there is no moisture inside. So then even if the peck mark indicates that a snake was biting and maybe spit in some poison at one side, so if there's no moisture inside, it can't travel from one side to the other. So if it's no lecha, has no moisture, you cut off that side and the other side will be mutam. What if you have a cow, and you shech the cow and you eat it? What if the cow was bitten by a snake? And there's a possibility that the snake spit in poison into the cow. So if you shech the cow, will you be allowed to eat it? So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to. Neshuchas anochash, if an animal was bitten by a snake, asur, even if you shech it, you're not allowed to eat it. From things hakonas nefashis, maybe the poison was spread throughout the system, and if you eat even a piece of meat on the other side, it'll also be us. What if you have wine that you think, wine is one of the three mashkim that the Mishnah said earlier, poses a problem of megula? Yeah, mashkim megula, maybe the snake spit in some poison. What if you poured the wine through a filter, through a sieve? Hamashamere shal yayin asura mishum gilui. So the Mishnah says, even though you poured the wine through the filter, there's still a concern that maybe the poison will go through, just like the wine goes through, maybe the poison will go through as well. And Rav Nechemiah disagrees. He's mata. He thinks, no, that the poison will be held up on top of the filter and it won't go through and through. So the Bartanura says, we don't accept halacha like Rav Nechemiah. We are concerned that it may go through. It depends. You have to find out how fine the filter is. If the filter will be very fine, then only the wine will go through and the poison will not go through.